download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
We are back with our first segment here on Monday Night Talk. And as we had a couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation with State Senator Vinnie DiMaceto. Of course, you know, the senator serves both the Plymouth and Barnstable districts. And he announced that he is going to be a director over at Bridgewater State University. We, of course, now are anticipating when he will formally step down. That, of course, will open up another set of things that will take place that will... basically, what I'm saying is we'll see an announcement as to an election. But we've already started hearing from folks who are looking to hopefully be the next state senator to serve out the remainder of Senator DiMaceto's term. Joining us for this conversation to start off the program, we have Becky Coletta. Becky is someone, right now she is a Pembroke Planning Board member.
I'm the chair of the Planning Board, yeah.
She is the chair of the Planning Board. Welcome to Monday Night Talk, formally. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.
Absolutely. And what's even more fun is we're having you in at the front of the program on the eve of a number of communities around the South Shore that are going to be having their town or city elections. So I thought we would kind of ease our way into talking about those, but also talk about, you know, campaigns, your campaign specifically. Tell us a little bit about yourself, other than being the chair of Pembroke's Planning Board. What other boards have you served on?
So the funny thing, given that you've done your time in Community Access TV, the very first board I joined in Hanson was the Community Access TV board, and we were responsible for creating the Whitman-Hanson Community Access TV Corporation and negotiating that transaction with Comcast. And then that led through other community service to my running for the Board of Selectmen in Hanson and serving a couple of years on that board. Then fast forward to moving to Pembroke and getting involved in the Pembroke Democratic Town Committee, getting involved in other people's elections. I decided to begin to serve the community more directly on the Planning Board 5.5 years ago and just ran for re-election in May.
Yeah, so what is it? Talk to me about going being a selectman, where basically you're the governing board, compared to being on the Planning Board, where it's a matter of folks coming in and talking about the developments and where they would want to, you know, build something and making sure that they're following all the rules and regulations when it comes to whether it's a development or if they're going to be coming in with a business. Talk to me about the differences between those two.
So when you're on the Board of Selectmen, you're dealing a lot with the finance of the town and the big issues. You have the support of a town manager or a town administrator who's doing a lot of the day-to-day work.
Correct.
You're focused on a lot of practical management issues. How do you manage a town efficiently and effectively? The Planning Board is not as tied to the finances of the town directly, although as a member of the Planning Board, I did serve on a subcommittee that was looking at revenue sources for the town and where development may help or hurt the finances of the town. But as a Planning Board member specifically, you're dealing with a lot of efforts that are driven by private sector interest in development in our town. You're trying to look at your bylaws and how they hurt or help that development opportunity, how you maintain a quality of life that people want in our town. Pembroke is not a town that wants to be a big, large city-type town. It wants to maintain its local rural feel. Mm. So you're trying to balance the interest of the private developers with the interest of the people who live in the town and the quality of life they want to maintain. It's a different focus, but it's been incredibly interesting. This spring, we actually tried to clean up some of our bylaws, and I think we had 15 to 18 articles on the town warrant that dealt with updating some of our bylaws. And one of the big issues was we passed a cluster zoning bylaw in Pembroke for the first time that would allow a developer to come in and maintain half of the property as open space, half of the property as residential development. It's a whole different animal. This was brought to us to consider by the people who want to redevelop the Pembroke Country Club. And that started the conversation. Then we took it to the point of, okay, well, how do we do this in a way that is going to be a positive impact on the town? How do we make sure that we're going to have open space? How do we make sure that we're going to have affordable housing as part of the mix? Because when we look at 40B projects and when we look at maintaining our control of the affordable housing inventory and we look at new development, we have to include affordable housing in that development. So it's been a really interesting year in the Pembroke Planning Board where we start to look at some of those development issues.
Now, recently, you have announced to be a candidate for State Senate. What was the decision like to say, this is something I want to do. I want to take this next step. I want to serve the folks in this district.
So part of it came up very quickly for me. I've done a lot of different things in my life as an attorney for the last almost 30 years, as someone who went back to get a master's in social work, cares a lot about social work and mental health issues, as someone who's also a realtor and sees some of the local economic and development issues from a realtor's perspective, some of the coastal issues from a realtor's perspective. I have lived and worked in other parts of the world. And my decision was based on trying to pull all of the experience and skill sets together to serve this district. And this position allows a lot of impact on a wider basis than what I've done in town government.
Okay, we're speaking with Becky Coletta. She is a candidate for, I believe, a Democrat. For this seat, the Plymouth Barnstable State Senate seat, whenever it is announced that Vinnie is stepping, and then they announce they'll do a special primary and then a special election. They'll serve out the remainder of that term. It's interesting to see that there are a number of candidates that are already getting involved with this, especially on the Democratic side of this, and knowing that this prior to Senator DiMacito being elected to this seat, that the former Senate President Therese Murray held the seat, and it seems as though the Democrats want to retake the seat back. Give me your thoughts in regards to that.
Well, I think the Democrats are fairly energized this year in general, and I'm seeing the Democrats very energized on the South Shore. When Senator DiMacito announced publicly that he was stepping down, I had about 48 hours before I made the decision to file with the Office of Campaign and Political Finance my campaign to establish my campaign and the ability to begin to fundraise and set up a campaign. And I do think that with at least four Democrats now in the race, there's a lot of attention on this seat, there's a lot of focus on the seat, and there is a belief that we can bring this back to the Democratic Party. We think we will be well served on Beacon Hill by a Democrat in this seat who will fight for the kind of issues we care about and get us back in the conversation on the Democratic side. But Senator DiMacito, I will give it to the fact that he did a great job of working with the Democrats around him.
Right.
And with the other representatives in the area, be they Democrat or Republican, we've had a very strong delegation from this area. And it's been because Democrats and Republicans have worked together. And I think whether it's a Democratic seat or a Republican seat, that absolutely has to continue.
So probably one of my prime questions would be, and this is early on, because this is subject to change and to update, and the more you're out there, the more that you're speaking with constituents in the district, I'm sure that the issues or what the set of issues are going to grow, and they are going to be a little bit more complex than just a 50,000-foot conversation about them. What do you see early on are some of the key issues that are going to resonate with the voters come this special election, whether it's earlier in the year or somewhere prior to the spring?
So some key issues that I feel like are affecting people everywhere: growing income inequality. We've got to do something about the fact that people are working harder and not getting ahead. Substance abuse, mental health issues, plaguing the South Shore. Talk to friends in that world. And part of the issue is funding. Part of the issue is adequate resources. People can go and ask for help, and there's no place to go to get it. There aren't enough beds. We just don't have enough beds. So fighting for those issues. And fighting to make sure we get the resources we need to address the impact of climate change on our coastal region and on our children's future. We have a lot of towns that are impacted in various ways by climate change, and focusing on that issue will be key for me as someone who did grow up in Louisiana and has seen climate change have an impact there for many years. I worked for an engineering company that was based in Louisiana, and we did a lot of coastal restoration work down there, continuing to do coastal restoration work after we've gotten bought out. I'm no longer involved. And those issues, and finding a way to get those issues addressed and funded in an efficient and effective way on a district-wide basis, I think will be key for the State Center. The other issues are the bridges. Army Corps of Engineers are saying that the Bourne Bridge and the Sagamore Bridge need to be replaced. How that happens, how the community has a voice in that happening, how the local residents are going to be impacted by that, which I think is a great thing for the district as a whole, because the traffic from the Bourne and Sagamore bridges don't just affect the Cape, they also affect Plymouth and Kingston and Pembroke. And those of us who live down here and feel like, how do I get to Plymouth on a Saturday in the summer, right? And so if you don't have an efficient way to get people to Cape Cod, maybe there are other transportation solutions that haven't been even fully vetted yet.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get people to the Cape Cod and not create backups in all of our towns along the way? So it's both a Cape issue and a South Shore issue in my mind. The other issue is that I'm looking at is the decommissioning of the Plymouth plant. I was distressed to see that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is allowing Energy to transfer the decommissioning process to an LLC that's set up to do the decommissioning and will have a certain set amount of money to do it, and that's it. So if the decommissioning ends up costing more than that, Energy is being let off the hook. That's a big concern. So Maura Healey, our Attorney General, did file this week for a stay of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission decision on that. And I'm going to be watching that and hopefully finding a way. People also feel like they were very much cut out of some of the decisions about how the decommissioning is going to take place and how it might impact our roads and our infrastructure and some of the risk involved. So I want to get more involved in that issue. There's another issue that came up recently where the lobstermen are finding that there are some spots where they're getting some warm dead zones that is toxic to the lobster in a way that they hadn't really seen before. Again, coastal climate change impacts that we'll need to address. Right now, though, I'm also on a listening tour. I'm doing a lot of talking right now, but when I talk to people directly, and I'm not on the air, I am talking and learning and listening about what are the key issues in Pembroke and Kingston and Plymouth and Sandwich and Bourne and Falmouth.
Yeah, we're speaking with Becky Coletta. She has announced that she is a candidate for the Plymouth Barnstable State Senate seat. There'll be a primary special election featuring a primary and a general election. We just got a couple of moments left here, but I want to kind of touch upon one of the final issues that you touched on. And there was so many in there. I wish we had more time that we can kind of really drill down into a couple of them. Just knowing that there's been repeated reporting here on WATD in regards to the Holtec International and the transfer of that license from Entergy, and knowing my understanding is that there's been money that, I don't know if it's the citizens of Plymouth or if it's something that there's monies that have been put into a pot over the years for when this day came for the decommissioning of the Pilgrim nuclear power station that I don't know if it's in excess of a billion or close to $2 billion, but those are the monies that are supposed to be set aside to clean this up, knowing that that's something that's going to go into the hands, and this is just my my purview of this, that Holtec can come in, offer a solution, and if there's any, if it only costs them, let's say they say, oh, they take the cheapest way out to be able to clean this site up and remediate it, that in fact, that they, whatever's left over. So, okay, it cost us $800 million to do this, so the rest of the money's ours. So right. It's almost as though it's, you know, let's turn a profit here and not have keep the remainder of it in escrow until we know 20, 30, 40 years down the road that in fact...
You don't have any continuing repercussions.
Yes.
Yes. That is part of it, is Holtec is going to be, and part of, you know, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has a lot of nuclear people on that commission, and so it does tend to be somewhat favorable to industry. So yes, Holtec is there to make money. The people who set up this LLC and took on this job are there to make money. And Entergy is there to limit liability. So this whole arrangement is designed to make Holtec money, limit Entergy's liability, and do what is required, but not necessarily what we may want in terms of the decommissioning of that plant.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I've been a business attorney for many, many years, almost 30, and a lot of my work was in dealing with telecommunications companies and dealing with large-scale negotiations, and I understand how businesses set up to limit liability and to get things done, and maybe it'll be fine. I just don't like maybes. And I'm hoping that Attorney General Healey can get some relief for us so that there can be more local input and a little more local control and a little more assurance that this is going to be done right in a way that makes our communities better.
Yeah, we don't want this... I think the residents in the Pilgrim and in the neighboring abutting communities don't want this to turn into a future Superfund site or a former fireworks site, a factory that, you know, now is currently, you know, there are questions as to health concerns that folks have been realizing, and now it's, okay, we need to clean this up, and realizing after the fact, maybe while this conversation was ongoing, that it was fully vetted and then everybody felt good. We can get into this. We can have more conversations.
I'll be back whenever you want me.
Absolutely. And as the doors open for all candidates for this particular race, that's what we do here. We talk about the issues. We inform. All we are is just a way to inform the folks, our listeners, which we are grateful for. As we wrap up, if folks want to find out more about your campaign, where are you as far as setting up a website or Facebook or anything like that, or even campaign information that they can reach out to you almost immediately?
BeckyColletta.com. That's 1L, 2 T's, BeckyColletta.com. We also have a Facebook page, Becky Coletta for State Senate. So you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on the web. You know, you keep in mind that this came up so quickly, and within 48 hours, I was filing my campaign. Within 2 days later, we had our Facebook site up. A few days after that, we had our website up. We are going to be continuing to get our message out and develop our campaign materials along the way.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to this campaign.
I am very much looking forward to this campaign.
Excellent. Becky, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me.
You got it. We are going to step aside just for a couple of moments, but we're still kind of staying in the theme of candidates who are out on the campaign trail. Ed Cowan joining us in just a few moments here. He, of course, has got a big day tomorrow in Weymouth as they go to the polls to elect officials, whether it's for town council or mayor. You are listening to Monday Night Talk here on 95.9 WATD. Please stay tuned.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.